I wanted to play you something.
No,
you know, my life. This is my life from the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Wait. What?
About eating.
What?
This is from the movie. This is what happens. You know, when this English guy that gets married to the Greek girl, and he goes.
I've never watched it, I'm afraid.
You never watched it. But anyway, here's what it sounds like. I'm going to play you like a short clip of what it sounds like, so you can understand what you mean about eating, because it's very much a cultural thing.
Ian is a vegetarian. He doesn't eat meat.
He don't eat no meat?
No. He doesn't eat meat.
What do you mean he don't eat no meat? Oh, that's okay. That's okay. I make lamb. Come.
I make lamb, she says. That's like typical. You know, that's like that's what parents are like. Your family, my family.
You don't eat meat today.
Yeah, have
I'll
lamb.
Make lamb.
Yeah, exactly.
That's anyway. Lovely. Okay, so what are we doing
today? Listen, now we got all sorts of things. I've got two phones that I want to play. You know, people say, you know, Aki, you always talk about the expensive phones that you got in the market that cost like over 10,000 Rand. But I've got two interesting phones. It's the Hisense Infinity KO, which is a dual LTE capable device, which means that you can put two SIM cards in, one for your data, one for, you know, you can use as storage, for example. But these two devices that I've got, that's the Hisense Infinity KO, and I've also got the one from Xiaomi. It's called the Redmi Note 2. They're both fantastic devices that come in really well priced. So the Hisense KO is IP67 rating, and I'm telling you, IP67 rating, which means it's kind of waterproof, so you can spill
Why
something
can't
over
say,
it.
I'm like, these geeks. No, Why don't no, you just but say it's waterproof?
It's like a rating. It's the rating that they give it. You know, it's
no,
like
no man. You know, weird people.
You can't
speak
say
properly.
You're educated. You've got to say you've got a PhD or you've got a degree in something. But anyway, so it's got some kind of waterproofing. So if you can even submerge it in water, it will still be okay. Under like 5 meters of water, it's got Gorilla Glass. It's got a 13 megapixel camera. But that phone that you're holding in your hands, which is quite rugged by the way as well, because it's got that outside like rubberized part of it, it sells for 3,999 Rand. So I think it's really good value for money. And I've been playing with it, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's got a great battery life as well. So if you're looking for an alternative as to paying the high cost of the really high-end devices we speak about, take a look at this one. The other one is Xiaomi. And Xiaomi is a new brand to the African continent and to South Africa, but they're very well known in China, where they occupy the number two position. They were number one last year.
Is it this one in my hands?
Yeah, that's the Xiaomi Redmi Note 2. It's got a 5.5-inch screen. It fits into the phablet category. It's also got a 13-megapixel camera, two micro slots, 16 gigs of memory. You know, and it's got pretty decent specs, and you're paying 3,000 Rand for that phone. I think it's really good value for money. And this is an interesting company, because I met one of the directors of the company when I was in Barcelona, and the way they operate, they call them the I don't want to use the word Apple of China, but these guys are so innovative when it comes to developing technology. They work very closely with their users. Mm. They update their software continuously, and they really are a very smart company. And this is one company to watch out for, and coming onto the African continent, and they don't compromise on quality. This is the beauty of Xiaomi, is that they say we built great devices at a great price, and we don't compromise on the quality. So you're not going to hear or see the really cheaper quality, and even their low-end devices, they really are made of decent quality. So if you're looking for two alternative phones that won't cost you an arm and a leg, take a look at the Hisense and Infinity KO. It's a 5-inch screen device, 4,000 Rand. The other one is the Xiaomi Redmi Note 2, slightly bigger screen, very decent camera for 3,000 Rand, really good value for money. Okay. And then there's a story that really blew me away. It's a high school student from India who was visiting his grandfather in India, right? And he used to take his grandfather to get his hearing tested. And like him and many other people that innovate in the world that we're living in, he saw challenges, and he said, listen, how, number one, they always struggle to get appointments, and he couldn't believe the cost of hearing aids. You know, if you're living in the world today, unless you've got a lot of money, you can't afford a hearing aid if you've got hearing problems. So what he did, he went out and he decided, I'm going to challenge the system. I'm going to make something that's going to cost a lot less. And this guy's name is Mukund Venkatakrishnan.
Huh?
Makund Venkatakrishnan. It's a long surname. But anyway, he first visited India when he was 14. Well, not first, but he visited India when he was 14. And then this is the story of how he helped his grandfather. And this is what he had to say. I saw the story on CNN and I was like blown away.
Summer after my freshman year, I went to India and I was staying with my grandparents. And my grandfather has had hearing loss for a little while. And the process took forever to find an audiologist. Then once we got there, they ripped us off. And so I kind of looked into the problem more, and that's kind of where I got into the idea. I started online. I looked up how to program online, and I taught myself how to program. Yeah, $60 is what it is right now. And it's crazy that they cost $1,500 each when you can do it for $60. But then when you finally actually get that solution, it's like the best feeling in the world to finally break through and get that moment of aha, like eureka. I love that feeling, and that's kind of what kept me going. That and my grandfather, you know, like keeping him in my head. Like, there are other people like him who wouldn't be able to afford this device. Like, that's why I'm working on this project.
This like blows me away, Reedy, because here is, you know, a device that costs $1,600. You know, anybody that's got a hearing aid, you know that it costs a lot of money. So he went and he said, I can do this. I can design something. I can make it affordable for people. For $60, he's designed something that's not only a hearing aid, but it's also does a hearing test and it determines how bad your hearing is. And he's now developing this. And this is going to change the world for people who can't afford, you know, who can't afford a hearing aid and can't afford these kind of things. And it blows my mind. It's the same guy that developed the prosthetic arm that we had in the studio when you were away.
Yeah.
This youngster from America went online, worked out how to work out 3D printing, a bit of a design stuff, and he's developed this prosthetic that, you know, for people would cost like $5,000 if you don't have limbs. And he's done this with a 3D printer and costing under $1,000. And these guys have gone on to really develop and do greater things. And this is the kind of things that we need to encourage in our country for people to come up with these kind of solutions.
Indeed. And I know you get very excited when it comes to technology and how it is being used, especially in the area of disability, because you introduced me to Nikki, she didn't have arms.
Yes, the
car. What was it again? Remember?
The Google car. A special car that's for.
Yeah, because she doesn't have arms.
That's right.
And
that's right.
She came on as a guest as well.
That's right.
And then also we've spoken about technology and how it is used for people who are blind, and we talked about Sisanda as well, and
that's right.
How she's able to use technology, her phone, her studies. I mean, she got her master's last year. And this is somebody who's been blind since the year she went into matric, and through technology she's been able to achieve what she has achieved. So there we go.
And technology is advancing so quickly right now. I mean, even Facebook introduced something for people who can't see that describes what the picture is. So if you're browsing something, it will tell you this is what you're looking at and this is what's happening. There's a dog. Okay, granted it's not 100% accurate, but we're moving so quickly that people with disabilities like that can't see properly in the future will be getting an accurate description of whatever it is that's around them just by the use of cameras and that sort of thing. And all companies, including Toyota, for example, is a motor manufacturer, is developing these kind of technologies to help the blind, to help blind people.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Anything else? Why are you still here, Ish?
Ah, Thomas. I add such value to this program, and then I get said, I get told that why am I still here?
No, it's just that I can see you settling into your chair, and when I look at the
slack being here,
your running order, your agenda, you're done with everything that you were going to tell us today, but you're chilling, you know.
Very chilling. I've got to come and help Reedy tomorrow set up all sorts of things, talking about technology at her house, way behind, like. Whatever I've been talking about, minus 150.
It's because I take advice from you. That's why I'm way behind.
Do you know, Thomas, she still uses an iPad 1.
I don't use it. I've never used it.
That's my point. This is
get
my point,
your facts
Thomas.
Right.
She's got this iPad 1 sitting in a box
at home. That Brian gave me many years ago.
That she
has
never used in her life. So she comes to me now, she goes, like, can I use this iPad 1? I said, for what? And she describes what she wants to use it for. And I said, but Reedy, this is a very old device for what you want to use. It's like you saying to me, Thomas, that can I use your Model T Ford to drive to Durban this weekend? And it's like, obvious, you can't use it.
But why not?
This is what I'm dealing with.
But that's the thing, and you're proving my point. The short lifespan of this technology, it was just 4 or 5 years ago when I was being pressured to use an iPad.
Yeah.
So my beloved got me an iPad.
Yes.
And I'm sorry if he's listening. I don't think he is. I don't think he knows I've never used it.
Sure. This is like...
And now a couple of a year or two down the line, this thing is obsolete.
Well,
just
it's not,
as you're
it's
trying
not,
to figure it out.
It's not completely obsolete. There are still people that use their iPad once. But what happens is that the processing power is not really supported in today's functionality of the software that you want to use it for. So that's why I'm saying to you there will be limitations to what
why
you want to do.
Why is everything that you have not longer suitable? Everything is no longer
well,
suitable.
Well, do you carry on wearing your running shoes after running three
it's
Comrades Marathon?
Same.
You
it's
can't
not,
use those running
it's
shoes.
It's not
it
the
is.
Same because they've worn off, right? But this one... there's no adjustment to it. It's still the same thing that was there. Why can't I use it to make notes and emails and all of that?
You can use it for that.
So, but you told me I can't because it's old. It's iPad 1.
But it's not, the software is not supported. The newer versions
of the app. But why does this software have such a short lifespan? That's the point I'm making.
Because the technology has moved so quickly that we're doing things a lot faster. And the processes, like, for example, it's not Apple's fault, but the software that's been built by apps and that sort of thing demand that you need a faster processor to be able to do what you want to do. It's as simple as that. It's the way the world goes.
So what must I do now?
So now what you need to do is you need to get a new iPad.
No, I'm not buying anything. I have no money. No.
I was going to get you one for a present because I like you so much.
Yeah, right.
For your baby shower.
Don't scare me. I'm not even thinking about that part of my
it's
life.
Coming, it's coming.
Oh, no,
soon.
I've got too
I'm
much
the MC work. For the baby shower, Thomas.
What are you talking? But something else I wanted to ask you, and I remember you
yes.
were traveling. You know, I yelled at you the one time because of all these apps on my phone.
Mm.
And you mocked me publicly. And you said, well, it's like buying a car and saying, I don't want the steering wheel. I don't want this. I don't want it. Because I was arguing, what are these apps doing? I didn't ask for them.
Yes.
And you said, delete them.
Like which apps?
Whatever apps.
Yeah.
Come.
Okay.
Are these apps, these icons on my phone, are these apps? Like a voice recorder,
no,
my
it's the reflection
Galaxy
of your
apps,
makeup.
Chrome, Google.
Obvious,
yeah,
apps.
That's what I mean. That
yes.
You yelled at me and said to delete them.
The ones that you don't use?
I did.
Okay.
But here's what happened. They returned without me downloading. Some of them did.
Yes.
Some of them did.
Mm-hmm.
So you delete an app that you never installed in the first place.
Yes.
Because some of them I didn't install. And I look at this and there's play music. I don't need that. I don't listen to music on my phone. I don't do
yeah.
this. I don't do. So I deleted them. And I wished you'd been there because I watched as things reappeared.
Yeah, but you know what happened? Your phone did an update. And whenever it does an update, Google will send you the latest because you're using an
I
Android
hate that.
Phone.
Don't deny my agency. I want to decide what I want when I want
know,
to. Stop putting things there that I don't want.
Well, but you see what happens is your car, when you order a car, and I use the car because it's a classic example. Your car will come standard with aircon. It will come standard with window washers
sure.
and all that sort of thing. And unfortunately, an operating system comes standard because some people like to listen to music. And,
but if I've deleted it, I expect that the system notes that and it doesn't. You know, that there's an automatic thing
yeah.
going on. I don't like that.
Well, the ones that you purchased and you didn't download, it won't download them again. But the standard ones that come built into the operating system, like the Google ones that you talk about, as soon as you update to the latest version of the software, it will send you the bouquet of apps that come together with Google together.
I've deleted the blooming apps. Remove them. And then you know how it opens things without opening because obviously chowing your data. And so that's what it's about. It's an evil system.
So you're blaming me?
No, I'm blaming this whole thing because the fact that all these apps are there and then they accidentally open and you look at your screen and there's something happening here that you didn't press, it's just chowing your data. It's a conspiracy. The system is trying to impoverish us.
This woman's crazy. Thomas, can you play some adverts, please? I can't take this anymore. I can't take this woman anymore. And her, I'm not understanding of technology. Send her to some school. Thomas, just play adverts, please. I don't want to do this anymore.